Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, BTN News listeners, and it's time for the BTN News Show. It is the 20th of November, 2020. Got the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. YouTube creators, boy, you're gonna love this one. No, really, you're not gonna love it. As of yesterday, YouTube will begin running ads on some creators' videos. And I'm sure a lot of you are thinking, this sounds, pretty much same old stuff. But it's not. YouTube won't give creators a portion of the ad revenue because they're not big enough to be enrolled in its partner program. Say what? Now, before, when advertisements run on YouTube videos, creators typically get, a little portion of the revenue because of their role in YouTube's partner program. However, though, because of, yes, you guessed it, new monetization rules, a creator who is not in the partner program may see ads on some of your videos. Now, those that are on YouTube's partner program, which, by the way, creators actually have to have about 4,000 total hours of watch time and have that over the last 12 months. Plus, they're going to have more than 1,000 subscribers. Meaning, yes, this update will mostly affect smaller creators without a huge viewership. But it does kind of suck, because if you don't have a big audience, you have to pay the price, or shall we say, not get paid the price. Now, as far as how many creators will see ads run on their videos, YouTube, they're not saying. The company did confirm channels of all sizes may see ads appear, though. Well, looky there, Firefox 83 finally has added Pinch to Zoom. Holy moly, what took that so long? We all know Pinch to Zoom on desktop Safari actually started in 2011. Then Microsoft supported Pinch to Zoom in Internet Explorer, and that was on Windows 8 touchscreens in 2012. Chrome got it in 2014, and Firefox... Okay, they got it now. So now, with Pinch to Zoom, you'll naturally scroll in and out of a web page by pinching it in or out on a trackpad or your touchscreen. Thank you for the info, Firefox. Most of us know how to do it now with using other browsers. Though if you think all the features are there, think again. Firefox is actually missing a few features, including double tap to zoom option, that are pretty much standard in other browsers. Funny enough, double tapping in Firefox actually zooms you all the way out, but won't zoom you all the way in. Ain't that funny? You're looking for an Xbox Series X or Series S? Well, probably not going to be getting one for Christmas if you haven't got one already. It sure is going to take a lot of luck, for sure. Because according to Microsoft, Xbox Series X shortages? That's going to be until about April of next year. Now, Microsoft actually hasn't revealed just how many Xbox systems it actually sold in November. Just that they can't really keep up with supply and demand. Now, of course, a lot of this has to do with this pandemic we've been dealing with all year, and the lack of full manufacturing. Which also means, even though we have heard it yet from Sony, the PlayStation 5, it might encounter the same shortages. Guess we're just gonna have to wait and see. And finally, hey, did you get the Big Sur update? That big, huge buttload update? Did you get it downloaded there? Did you get it installed? Did you have a black screen and just want to pull your hair out? Well, if you're on an older MacBook Pro, you might be encountering this. Many people on older MacBook Pros are actually getting stuck on black screens during the installation process. And unfortunately, there's nothing you can do about it. Now, from what we can tell, the issue seems common from late 2013 to about mid-2014 models, and particularly the 13-inch MacBook Pro. Now, there have been some other issues other than it takes forever and a day to download it, particularly if you're on a slow connection, on other Mac models, but most of those people have been able to tweak it around and get it to work. As far as the older ones, though, it was actually first spotted by Mac rumors of people saying, hey, what do I do with a blank screen? And from then on, the Reddit and even Apple support sites, they lit up. Now, if you have been stuck, maybe some of the simplest way of fixing it is resetting the NVR RAM, or try booting in safe mode if you have that option. But more than likely, if you're staring at a blank black screen, either of those options, they can't be easily accessed or even resolve the issue. Also, if you've been on the fence about, should I upgrade or not, and you've got an older model, this is the time you might want to think and ponder on that and say, it's too big anyways, I don't really need that large download just yet. But hey, it's up to you at the end of the day. If you've got a story and no one else is listening to you, well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN shows over there, the blog is over there, and so much more. And join our BTN community at our Slack room with so much chitty-chatty tech going today at britishtech.slack.com. We'll be back on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. Have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.